Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out.
Turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Look, let's be honest. It's a little bit embarrassing, the behaviour that we've been doing over the past 24 hours.
Yep.
But we've just been keeping a close eye on the dam levels.
It got to a point yesterday where you actually looked at me and just said, this is pathetic. This is the equivalent of watching grass grow. This is the equivalent of watching paint dry.
Worse
all
than,
of the above.
Waiting for my ASOS packages to arrive from the
internet. Another thing you often do.
Embarrassing.
But I think a lot of Townsville is the same. A lot of us have just sort of been refreshing looking at those dam levels because of this beautiful soaking rain that we've had. And if you're anything like Loggy and I, you just have a good long hard look at yourself in the mirror and just go, what's happened to my life when this is the most exciting thing?
When did the change happen?
When did the change happen?
I don't know.
We actually looked at each other yesterday, Logs, and you said there's got to be a way that we can sex up watching the Ross River dam levels. And we thought there's only one way to do that. We would Hollywood-ify it.
From the team who brought you Speed, Mission Impossible, and Die Hard comes the world's newest blockbuster, Ross River Dam Watch. There's action.
Oh, my God. Look, it went up 3% in one weekend. Oh, my God.
Drama.
Gee, we're at 20% now. I have to keep an eye on it. We might just hit 21.
And romance.
Looks like we're sitting at 48,000 megaliters. I love that.
Ross River Dam Watch. See it now in Kelso at the end of Riverway Drive. You kind of chuck a left there.
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Melania Trump, you'd know her as the robot wife of the President Donald Trump. Melania. Is that... Oh, sorry, that's harsh. Whatever.
That is not harsh.
She's a person.
That is so accurate.
Yeah.
I don't actually know if I've ever heard her speak.
Well, not her own words.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Have I heard her speak? She's very robotic.
I actually feel sorry for her, but that's a whole other story. She's a first lady, right? She's actually had to dump her friend because one of her best friends helped Donald Trump with his inauguration. At a cost of $33 million, we'll say, she helped organize the party, which wasn't really big, if you remember as well. It's her best friend. Her name is Stephanie Winston Wolkoff.
Yeah, that's a very rich person's name.
Yeah, she had to have a bit of a walk-off.
Oh.
That was terrible. Anyway, she got sacked. So the reports have come out. $33 million. She got paid to help this. It's not a good look. You know what I mean? $33 million.
So she's dumped her friend, has she?
She's had to dump her best mate.
You know, keeping it all above board, she's had to dump her friend.
And look, I can kind of relate. Sort of. It is a long bow, but I've had to dump a friend in my past too. Me and my friend were very, very close, best friends for many years. And then she just went a bit nuts and she was actually really, really horrible to me. And to the point that I was just like...
To your face or behind your back?
Very much behind my back.
That's the worst.
Doing really sketchy stuff behind my back, like telling me that, oh, no, none of us are going out on Saturday night. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I'd stay home and then everyone would go out and she'd make everyone rehearse stories to tell me the next day so that if I asked...
So manipulative.
Yeah, really crazy, horrible stuff. And then it got to the point that I actually got confirmation from someone that she was actually doing some horrible stuff. So I decided I had to dump her.
Was it a slow dump or did you just rip the Band-Aid off and just like, no, we're not friends anymore?
I don't like confrontation, so I kind of recoiled for a little bit and I went a bit quiet. And with me, if I'm quiet... You know, there's something wrong.
Yeah, I
can't really hide it. I wear my heart on my sleeve. But after that, after a few days of just being a bit quiet, I actually was like, yep, I can't
this
do this anymore.
Know.
Yeah, I know that you've done this, this, and this, and that's it. I can't be friends with you anymore. So, well,
13,
it was really
12,
hard.
16. Has anyone else had to do it? Give us a call. Has anyone had to dump a friend before? Sarah is here right now. Sarah, you've done this. You've had to dump a friend, mate?
Yeah.
What Why? Type of friend?
Why? A good friend, not best friend. Turns out we had a mutual friend. She didn't know that the other person was a mutual friend.
Oh.
And she started saying some things about me, about my mental health.
Oh, my God.
Saying I was bipolar. Said some things about my partner.
Yeah.
So I had to cut her off.
And the mutual friend fed it straight back to you. Wow. That's like major caught red-handed action.
Yeah, and you know who your good friend is then.
Yeah, true. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Brittany.
Brittany, have you ever had to dump a friend before?
Yeah, I've had to dump my best friend and my husband because they were having an affair.
Ah, it's that exact thing we talked about before the song.
Just the worst thing that can possibly happen. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I mean, it was a year ago, so.
You doing all right now?
Yeah, I still, you know, you still miss that bond that you had with your best friend, and you mourn that as well.
Yeah.
But,
and I mean, it's just hollow words, really. But you are better off without them, aren't you? But it's hollow words. I know. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Marianne.
Have you had to dub a friend?
Well, I'm really interested in this topic because I don't have anyone that did anything bad towards me. But I guess our paths just changed, and I wish I could unfriend a person in real life like you do on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Just click that unfollow on their birthday.
And that's... Yeah, they don't do it for me anymore. And I just don't know how to say stop hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a tough position you're in. Mm. You know what? Fade out, like Homer Simpson into the bushes. Fade out nice and slow.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Cliffo, I have never witnessed a proposal. Normally they happen in secret, but when they happen in public, probably one of the most magical events to witness. And if you were at Castletown yesterday, well, baby, you got lucky because there was a public proposal and the lady that was proposed to at Castletown was Trish Dales. We've actually got her on the phone. Good morning, Trish.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, and what a grand proposal it was. Your husband-to-be coming up the escalator out the front of Woolies there. You were sitting down at Degani. He actually had a microphone. And he sung a song that was inspired from The Wedding Singer. This is the scene, everyone, if you remember it.
Right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment. One of our first-class passengers would like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers. And since we let our first-class passengers do pretty much whatever they want, here he is.
I could be the man who grows old with you.
I want to grow old with you is the song.
Oh, my God, Trish.
Trish, tell me, how was the ratio of embarrassment to excitement when he came up to you singing?
50-50, definitely.
Is that a song of yours? Have you two sung that song together before?
It was a song that we always said that we would play at our wedding, and he has sung it to me before, so it didn't surprise me at all.
And he even had a microphone and stuff. Like, everyone in Castletown was watching. It was a whole thing. You were actually sitting there at the Degani with your family. Were they in on it? Like, did they know it was happening?
Everybody knew but me.
Oh, my God. So how did they get you there?
A few lies, and they tried to get me there. Obviously, I was at work for the day, so I nearly never made it because I was so busy.
Oh, wow.
And so I was going to a doctor's appointment with my grandma. That was a story.
Oh, my God. Okay, got to take Granny to the docks.
And did anything kind of, I mean, then the news camera was there and stuff like that to catch this special moment. Did anything click at all for you? Did you pick up a vibe that something amazing might be happening?
There were so many clues and I missed them all.
Aww. Wow. Meant to be.
So, okay, has the embarrassment died down and is it all just like excitement now?
Yes, it is still a little embarrassing when people, I went to the gym this morning and everybody knew about it and seen it on TV, so the embarrassment continues.
It's beautiful.
It's
and
so beautiful.
How long have you two been together for?
2 years now.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, 2 years. And any plans on dates or anything like that yet, or is it just all way too early?
Yeah, way too early. We are planning a country wedding. That's all I can tell you right now.
Ah, country wedding.
I was going to say, is there a country store in Castletown that maybe might take you?
Yeah.
You could just bring it back. Spread the love through Castletown when you get married.
Some R.M. Williams. It's one of the most beautiful public proposals we've ever seen. If you want to see the video now, guys, head to the Nine News North Queensland Facebook page. But for now, Trish Dales.
I want to grow old with you.
Thanks so much, Trish.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining
men. Oh, don't we wish. But it's just as exciting, isn't it? The rain that's been hitting our lovely city. And you know me, very excited. On the BOM website, bom.gov.au. I love clicking on the radar. And currently, we've got a bit of nice yellow above us. So the colours go from, like, really light white, kind of grey-ish, all the way to black.
The beautiful thing, because I'm the same as you, I've been like refreshing the radar. We're full radar nerds at the moment. Mm. It's like the dome, the Townsville Dome that they talk about that blocks out the rain. It's like it's been inverted because it's a perfect, beautiful circular dome directly over the top of Townsville.
It's like they've closed it and they've trapped the storm inside
That's
it.
That's right.
Well, we're loving it. One thing, though, that I've been struggling with is that, you know, I grew up in a rain environment. When I lived in Warrnambool, there was rain all the time in the south of Victoria. And then I moved up here and I haven't done rain in a while. So I thought that I could do the impossible and jump the giant puddle that's out front of my house. Because in North Ward, a lot of the streets, they kind of dip a bit, obviously,
reason. They're very culverty, like around North Ward. And plus, like, you're at the base of a frigging hill, man.
Exactly.
A lot of rain, a lot of water runoff.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Where I park my car, just to give you a bit of a visual, where I park my car, it kind of went on the side of the street.
Yeah.
It kind of dips down a little bit. And the water has, I've seen it raise up to my wheel before, like the top of my wheel.
Yeah.
So that's how much rain I'm getting, right? So I've come out this morning and I'm like, ah, it's raining, beautiful. And then I realize I'm trapped because I have to jump over this giant rushing gush of water.
Effectively, there's now a moat.
There's a moat, right?
In front of your car.
And we know that I'm no princess, I'm a troll, and I find it very hard to jump over this. I need a bridge of some sort. I've looked to the left, I've looked to the right, but there's water going all the way down the street, so there's no escape. So I thought, don't worry, mate, I've got this. So I've taken a big run up.
Yep. Oh, God.
I didn't make it, Clivo. I'm not limber like it used to be. I didn't even get halfway. Basically, if you can imagine it, I've run up and I've spread and I've gone out and I've just gone straight in the middle of it.
Wet shoes?
Wet socks.
Wet socks today?
Wet soul.
Cliffo and Loggy. Weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.